It is my pleasure to welcome in live Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost, along with Fremont County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall on the phone line this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well, doing well. We've got a little sunshine here, cloudy, but it's going to be a little cooler temperatures as we approach the next couple of days. So, Sue, you'll have to cover your plants.
I don't have any plants. I'm sorry. I grow weeds really well.
I'll cover the weeds so you have something to look at. obviously, the Minnesota Department of Health, as they continue to do, put out the numbers as regarded to COVID-19 pandemic. And I know the naysayers are tired of hearing about this, and everybody has the great ideas that everything will just be hunky-dory. It's nothing more than the flu. Well, I think people are now realizing this is a serious issue that is happening here in Fremont County, statewide, and around the country. And unfortunately, Sue, we did have another lab-confirmed case here in Fremont County.
Yes, we did. We have another lab-confirmed case, and that is a person that's in their 50s, and that brings our total up to 29. And
39.
Thank you. I was thinking of, 29 again when your birthday,
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, 39. And we have one more person that's out of isolation, so that brings our total to 25.
A lot of folks, Sue, are asking, obviously, it seems like we went like about 8 days in a row. We didn't have any positive tests, and now this week it seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, about one test coming back a day. But the number of tests, they continue the same volume as what Fremont County has been testing in the past.
Yeah, they've continued to do as much testing as they've done from the beginning. And they are, all you need to do if you want to test is call into the clinic to the COVID hotline number and ask, tell them what your symptoms are. And if you qualify for the testing, they will do the testing.
One of the things, Sue, that you are going through right now, and that's obviously, with more results coming through, Nobles County now over 1,153 individuals, Martin County 111 as of today. Those counties, of course, in western Minnesota. But as the number of cases of positive tests come back, it's not a simple thing of, okay, that individual has tested positive. There's a investigation to go along with that person, who they've had contact with, what are some of their... So now there's extra training that is going on around the state for investigative training, and not to investigate any wrongdoing. It's an investigation to find out where maybe they have been and so forth. And you guys are now doing training on that as well here in Fremont County.
Yes, that's exactly right. So we're doing case investigations, so where we would do an interview with a person that tests positive for COVID and find out, what they're going through, make sure they understand how to isolate, give them instruction on that, find out who they've been around in the last, I believe it's 48 hours, and so that, it's good to make a list of people you've been around so that you can try to remember that, and then hopefully getting permission to be able to speak with those people so that we can be able to contact those people and try to get them in for testing or make sure that they are quarantining themselves appropriately, things like that, whichever if they're having symptoms, whatever that they need to deal with.
And a lot of folks maybe don't realize the back end of this, Sue, and this is the fact that obviously, if you're wearing your mask and you do your stay-at-home policy and, staying where you're supposed to stay, that can be a fairly easy investigation process. But we still don't know because we don't have the actual testing to go out and test 20,000 people a day to find out if they have it or they don't. And there are still people carrying the virus that have no symptoms whatsoever.
Yeah, and the hard part about testing people that are asymptomatic is that the test just isn't sensitive enough to catch every situation. It's really effective to catch those that do have it, but it's about 30% less effective to catch those who are asymptomatic. And so it's hard to know, if everybody should be tested. It's it's just not recommended by MDH right now because they just don't know what to do with those people. Because, for instance, if you do test negative today, you could test positive tomorrow. Just because you aren't showing symptoms today, it doesn't mean that you won't have it tomorrow because the illness comes on so quickly.
Freeborn County Public Health Director Sue Yost, along with Freeborn County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall. Sue, one other question I had is, we've had the 39 cases, 25 of those are out of isolation. Does the Minnesota Department of Health then notify you that of these cases that are out of isolation, is there a chance they could pick it up again? Because there's a lot of misrumors about once they've tested positive, they go through the isolation. Could they catch it again?
That's a really good question, and actually, I don't think they know yet. I don't think there's enough science out there, enough data. It's not been going on long enough. It's such a new virus that they don't actually know yet if people can catch it again. So it's important to still be masking, staying home as much as possible, and trying to avoid getting it again.
And Rich, obviously you've heard the news. The Freeborn County Commissioners have suspended all activities out at the Freeborn County Fairgrounds. There was scheduled to be a large international rally for the enthusiasts that have vans. That will not happen. And a lot of the horse shows and different events out at the fairgrounds. And obviously the Freeborn County Fair that you help us with as well. And, you know, folks are taking it the best they can, but really I think the county commissioners did the right thing because how do you social distance when you have that many people in one location?
Yeah, Mike, it's a huge disappointment for everybody involved, and I know the Fair Board works really hard all year round, you know, to get the good entertainment and make sure that they put on probably one of the best fairs in the state of Minnesota, and it's unfortunate, but this social distancing is going to be around for a while, and we have to realize that. And to get to somewhat of a new normal and get some of our businesses back up and running is really our goal right now. Focus on that with social distancing.
And I know, Rich, your group, along with Sue, there are other individuals not only in Freeborn County, but you're working with other counties as well that are kind of watching what Freeborn County does as far as fairs and seeing what they do as well.
Yeah, I had a couple calls this morning, actually. One from a regional sheriff talked to me about it a little bit and how the decision was made and things. And we basically talked about the same thing. This social distancing isn't going to go away for a while. We need to be prepared to accept that.
And one of the things that maybe people don't realize is, yes, if it was, it affects the 4-H'ers that are showing their projects, it affects those that are showing the animals. It's more than just the entertainment. It's the vendors, the commercial exhibitors, the everything. It's not just the entertainment here in Freeborn County. It takes a lot of folks to put on a fair that we have and take pride in. So a lot of things went into play as far as making that decision, and I truly believe it'll be, we may have been the first county fair in the state to cancel the event, but I do know now this morning Polk County up north and Ramsey County have canceled their activities as well at the fairgrounds. So I truly believe it's just going to be a snowball effect, and by doing the right thing, we're protecting our county, because the last thing we want to know, the last thing we want here in Freeborn County is to have a Nobles County or a Martin County explosion of positive testing come back.
Yeah, it's really a difficult decision, but Mike, I'm confident that the county commissioners made the right decision.
Sue, we want to also pass along that we want to remind folks, if you're going to the convenience store, the grocery store, the big box store, one person, one cart, go in, get what you need, and go home. And I know it's difficult, and by the way, happy Mother's Day to you, but
thank
Mother's
you.
Day is Sunday, and there's going to be folks that want to gather around for that very special day. We take pride in our mothers, but we have to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important not to have huge gatherings, you know, maybe if you want to go visit your mother, maybe, you know, really make sure you do social distancing, but maybe, you know, one or two people at a time. And, you know, if it's not supposed to be very nice out, so it's not a good day to sit outside. But, you know, you can FaceTime, you can Skype with them if they know how to do that. Try to do it in other methods if you possibly can. Phone works great too. And, you know, they will understand, especially because they too want to be safe.
They want to see the grandkids and they want to see the family when we get through this. Also, one last thing, I just got an announcement here. Folks, you need to be aware of the scammers are now taking advantage of the stay-at-home orders. Now they're making calls to Medicare recipients asking for personal information. So now a new scam, not only the COVID-19, but this just announced Medicare recipients are being asked for personal information, and that definitely just hang up the phone with those folks.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Scammers, unfortunately, we're in a time where people try to take advantage of the vulnerable, and we just need to be aware of that. If it sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. And if they're asking you too many personal questions, nobody's going to do that over the phone. So you're absolutely right. Just hang up the phone.
Simply hang up and report it to law enforcement that you received that call. Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost, Fremont County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall, I appreciate the time, and as always, be safe.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike.